My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Everything, not, and then this year it's been the banning of reporters and just stupid stuff. And I go,
feeling disrespected.
Yeah, I think I've arrived at a point I hate this guy. And that kills me because I was so excited. But I'm excited to watch tonight. And North Dakota State, yeah, they're famous because they're a really good 1AA team. I don't know if this is one of those iterations, but I want to know what side you're on with this. You love them or loathe them?
No, you know what? It's disappointing because I am really starting to loathe them.
Deion, were pumped up like I was.
Deion was one of my favorite players when he played for the Falcons, when he played for the Niners. I detested him when he was a Cowboy, but I still respected him. But and then I thought, okay, looking what he was doing at Jackson State, okay, he's, you know what? He's humbling himself. He's coming up through the ranks. I figured he was going to officially be the Florida State coach in a few years. He went to Colorado. He's going to get the experience. But then it's almost like, I wonder what Deion would be like. I'm sorry, Coach Prime would be like if his son wasn't on the team. Because I do think that a lot of this is just catered for Shadur to make sure Shadur makes it to the league. Because I got a feeling once he leaves, I don't think he's interested in coaching coaching college anymore. Because he's kind of showing you that now because he doesn't recruit. He doesn't do anything. So, yeah, I'm disappointed. This is not what I thought it was going to be. And I kind of want to see it crash and burn.
You've already reached spite phase. Okay. 248-539-9797. Look, you get a couple of games tonight. North Carolina's at Minnesota. It's watchable. Colorado, big stage. You take on a really good 1AA team. They're only 9-point favorites. Very watchable. I'm excited to sit down and watch some college ball tonight. And look, Deion is a story. Shadur is wildly talented. Travis Hunter's the most likable guy on the team. I have no issues with that kid. But I wanted to know. David, it's one or the other. You agree with that, but what side of it are you on with Coach Prime?
I'm close to you guys' side. I'm leaning going there, but I'm still rooting for him. I'm still rooting for the best for Colorado, for him to win there, bring that program into prominence. I really want to see them do well there in Colorado for, you know, for the kids.
Nah, to hell with the kids. I want to know what you think of Deion. And well, to hell with the kids. Kids are driving to practice in a Maybach.
I'm rooting for him.
Okay.
I'm rooting for him still.
No, but hold on, here's the thing. Like, you're a dad. He at Jackson State, he was a leader of men. Well, he came off that way,
yeah.
He's acting a fool at Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And don't give me this cheap ploy of setting up a bank account for the kids who have kids. I don't want to hear
about it. Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, that's to me, that's just PR. I don't care. But all right, I'm not asking anyone to go one way or the other. I'm interested. Because the one thing you can't say is, well, I don't really think about Deion Sanders. If you like college football, you have an opinion on Deion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope deep down that he's still that guy from Jackson State. That he's still wants to raise men up in his program. I'm really believing.
How are you raising men when you're banning reporters because they said mean things about you and you're not 100% supporting me? Like, Deion, they don't work for you and your team is trash. I mean, seriously, like when your team wins, you say good things about them. Case in point, look at the Detroit Lions. When they were trash, we had no problem saying team's trash. They started winning. Hey, this is a good team. You change your opinion. Deion's giving you nothing but a lot of hype, just a lot of sizzle, no steak.
I think I know where Kenny is because he's already told me he's bet on the game tonight. I'm not going to sway him, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, as recently as probably the final nail in the coffin for Coach Prime for me was when you start treating reporters that way. You can't treat reporters like that. They're trying to cover your team. They have no. First of all, the one reporter, I forget who it was, maybe CBS.
Local Denver reporter.
Local reporter, right. He starts bad-mouthing the guy, banning him from asking questions.
Yeah. Well, you from CBS. Like, dude, I don't work for the national CBS. I live in Denver.
But that's not even the point. Even if he did, people have a right to say mean things about you when you're running a poor program. He's ran that program largely like a circus, and he's acted like the biggest clown in the circus. So absolutely, I'm not a fan of his. I bet against him tonight, and I hope he loses. Wow. I did take the points. I'm not a crazy person, but yes.
I was going to say, it's week one. Way too early to be doing spite bets. But let me ask you guys. Maybe you're driving home from work. I just would love to know. I mean, you're going to be sitting around tonight. Tigers just played a day game. What else are you going to watch? I mean, obviously, we all are in a different spot. Yes, I'll watch Minnesota so I can see what the hell this New Hampshire transfer quarterback who was a stud at 1AA looks like. I want to see what barber outfit PJ Fleck is wearing. I want to get an idea of what Minnesota looks like. I know, nerd ball. But the rest of America would watch Colorado. It's the flash, the sizzle, it's the program. Mm-hmm. I want to know what side of it you're on. Because I did. I started out very excited about Deion.
Yeah, they're the antithesis of Michigan. They're on all the time. They just don't win.
It's actually quite true, isn't it?
At least Michigan, you hated watching them, but they kept winning and winning and winning. Colorado is just like, okay, it is. It's spite watching. It's you get to laugh and say, okay, and how much you're going to get beat by this? Oh, you're going to play Oregon? Oh, and now you're complaining saying Oregon cheated. Oregon didn't need to cheat to beat you.
I think the biggest bummer out of all this is that I think at the beginning we were all in unison rooting for him.
I loved him. Yeah, 100%.
And one by one, he picked each one of us off, and now I don't think anybody but David's rooting for him.
Because, Kenny, I honestly think if his son wasn't there, he would be a different coach. But it is now everything is about my kid to get my kid to the NFL. How can I get him to be one of the top five picks to be the first quarterback taken? It's not about the team. It's about Shador.
248-539-9797. Dave, what did the ticket text have to say on it? And again, forgive me. I know it's not a local thing. It doesn't have to be. It's ESPN. It's 8 o'clock tonight. It's a Thursday night. Hopefully all of us in the metro area will have our power back by this evening. I know they're about 98% due. You're going to be watching something. And it's probably this if it's the world of sports. And you're either really rooting for this guy or you're really rooting for him to have a bad time. David, go ahead.
I think Deion knows football as good as anybody, but his ego is getting in the way, and I just don't get it. Rico hit the nail on the head. Deion isn't a coach anymore. He's an agent for his son. His only concern is for his son. It's not fair to other players on the team.
And here's the thing, because I have seen this on a lesser extent from whether it's like travel teams, AAU, high school. When your kid is out there, it's hard for you to be coach and parent. And most people go towards being parent. And that's where Deion is right now.
I think the others, and I mean, this is where I kind of lean. In a lot of ways, he represents everything wrong with college football right now. Like, it's all sizzle, no steak. The minute something goes wrong, cry about it. The minute you don't get your way, cry about it. The minute someone critiques your son or the way you coach, ban a reporter. It's just this very weird, and Rico's right. It's almost like a street agent. I'm sorry, but from a schematic standpoint, forgive me if I don't believe Deion Sanders is actually implementing and doing install. Sorry, I don't believe it. You don't fire Sean Lewis because your kid's getting hit too much and bring in Pat Shurmur. It's very difficult for me because I know I love the idea of him. I hate the stodgy establishment of coaches, but man, Dion is just acting a fool.
Yeah. You do wonder how long Colorado is going to continue to support him. So,
Listen, if he would just be the guy he was at Jackson State, I'd support him right now. I'm not mad.
See, I think you'll get that guy if he still is coaching.
If Shadur's gone
next year. Because maybe. Right now he can't see anything but I want the best for my kid. This is the one kid of mine that's actually going to make it to the NFL.
Shiloh will get drafted.
Where?
In the NFL. He'll get drafted.
To who?
Rico. He'll be a middle round pick.
The safety.
Yes. Everyone believes he will be drafted. Dude, I'm not trying to be like...
Hamilton?
What?
The Hamilton, what is it, the Wildcats?
You're putting him in the CFL is what you're doing.
Yes.
Okay.
248-539-9797. We'll get some phone calls, get some ticket texts on it. Just wanted to start with something that's happening tonight. Tigers won the series, lost the game. No big deal. You play Boston tomorrow. See if you can win another series. Kenny's all devastated. Like they're just going to sweep everybody. Kenny, not everybody's a White Sox.
Yes, they are going to. I'm trying not to get hopeful about this team, man. It's really tough.
It's okay to be hopeful, but come on, man. So what? So you lost one game. Do your job. You got Scoobs on the mound this weekend. Breathe, Kenny. Breathe. 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you, TJ. Not sure if he'll rejoin us next Friday or not. He may still be drunk and drying out from summer, but we'll see. David, some tickets. It's been a big summer for the big man.
I thought you were going to say like from some golf outing.
No, from summer. General life the last 90 days. Big man's been having a big time. David, go ahead, buddy.
He knows football. He just doesn't know teamwork or team foundation. He's been that way since he was a player. He will never change.
See, this is the problem I have is people automatically assume, well, he's a former player. He knows football. Hold on. Coaching and knowing your role as a Hall of Fame corner are two completely different things. Just because you know scheme and you know how to play the position doesn't mean you understand implementation. It doesn't mean, like, do I believe Deion's on the headset, calling plays, whiteboarding things? Absolutely not, I do not. I just think because you're an ex-player, it doesn't mean you're a great coach. It just doesn't translate. Oftentimes, the guys who are average-ass players the end up being great coaches.
Yeah. No, because players who are great expect everybody to be great, and they can't understand what it means to coach somebody up.
It's like, case in point, Dan Campbell was an average NFL tight end, and I liked him as a Giant. I know he was here for the 0-16. Dan Campbell wasn't some great player. Dan Campbell's a great coach.
Right. But it's why you see, like, especially in basketball, you would see, like, the Larry Birds, the Isaiah Thomases, the Magic. Like, what do you mean you can't do a behind-the-back bounce pass all the way and lay it up off the glass? That's easy. I did that in third grade. Magic, we're all not like you. So, yes, because you understand the grind. You understand what it takes to put in a little extra effort just to be good. So you know how to push people. But when you're Ake, you were Deion. They didn't throw it at your field, your side of the field, because you were so good. I mean, I remember watching the Cowboy Monday night game when he single-handedly scored like three touchdowns, a punt return, and pick six, and I think another, and a kickoff return. Like, just don't throw the ball to Deion. Don't give the ball to Deion. But as a coach, oh.
No, and that's my point. Fair. I don't see what he's doing that's likable right now. But if you do like him, don't be afraid to call. I just don't understand what you like. David, go ahead.
Hey, guys, local CU grad, and I hate what Deion's turned our program into. Want the team to do well, but Deion ain't it. That is Peter from Sterling Heights.
A little local Buffs flavor. All right, let's go to the people, see what they got to say. We'll lead off with Tony today, 97.1. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Tony. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, I have a quick comment and two quick questions. Mm-hmm. My comment is just an observation. It seems like you guys, more so Rico, have a problem with the way Deion's going about coaching just because he's doing it in a non-traditional way. He's doing it in his way, in the way that was successful for him at Jackson State, in a way where he got a 1-11 program that hadn't been relevant in 30 years, and he decided to do it a certain way. It hasn't been successful yet, but he's in the second year of a 5-year contract. That's my observation. My two questions.
Hold on, Tony.
Okay, go ahead.
He didn't throw everybody under the bus when he got to Jackson State because his son was getting hit too many times. He didn't turn into a spectacle. I actually liked him and what he did at Jackson State. What he's doing at Colorado is not the same thing, Tony.
If you followed him from the beginning, it kind of is.
No, Tony, he was a humble man when he went out to talk. And I was just like, okay, I think Deion's going to be successful. There is nothing humble about this man in Colorado.
Okay, Rico, if you say so. Okay.
Whoa. Tony. What part of Deion, I'm sorry, call me Coach Prime, is humble?
Rico, you don't remember when he's at Jackson State?
Tony, I asked you a question. In Colorado, what part of him is humble?
None of them. He's never been humble at any point of his life. But let me get to these two quick questions to you guys, please.
Tony, I really feel like you're dancing around something. I want you to say what you really want to say.
Not at all. I'm just trying to get it all real quick before you hang up.
Tony, I'll take you to six.
Deion Sanders has been the same Deion Sanders, confident, brash-talking coach as he was as a player. He's been that way. He's even said it in interviews. That's just part of his nature. You either like it or you don't. So far throughout his life, he's won at it. Last year was his first losing season, and it actually was better than the previous season. But, okay, getting on to you know, to my question to you two. One, if Michigan State played Colorado right now, who would be favored? And two, what would be a good season win and losses for Colorado to change your mind about them?
I think making a bowl. Well, am I allowed to answer? I know you and Rico were doing your thing.
Yeah,
I
just, go ahead. Yeah,
honestly, Tony, I think if he made a bowl, and I think if we could chill on the banning of reporters, throwing coaches or teammates under a bus because you don't like that your son got hit. I don't know. I don't want to read any more stories about player mistreatment. And I think if you could just go 6-6, yeah, and that's all.
I would say, yeah, make a bowl game. And Tony, going back, which I don't recall him walking into Jackson State saying, I'm bringing my own players and I got Louis luggage. And I don't recall those statements.
Who would be favored between Michigan State and Colorado? I mean, if the game was at Colorado, them. If the game's at Spartan Stadium, us. If the game's on a neutral field, damn near close to a pick. They're two teams that are going to struggle to make a bowl game. They're kind of similar.
I just wanted Tony to say what he really wanted to say.
Well, hit the off-ramp for a second. What the hell did you think he wanted to say that he didn't say?
Well, the fact that, you know, he was surprised that I was not supporting Deion because Deion's a black coach, so I'm supposed to support all black coaches, is what Tony really was dancing around.
Gotcha.
That's why he left you out of it, because
oh, that's cool.
You're the devil. You're supposed to root against black coaches.
Wait a second. Why do I feel like I just got hit with a dodgeball? What the hell, man?
So, no, that's why I was like, just say it. Go ahead. Get it out. But, no, when he got to Jackson State,
A year ago, before all the nonsense started, I was like, you know, if Norvell doesn't get it right at FSU, get me Coach Prime at Florida State.
That's where I thought he was going. I'm like, okay.
I don't have to like what he does. Like, I hate plenty of coaches, white and black. Ah, that's okay. I didn't realize that's what you. All righty. 248-539.
Whenever they exclude you from the conversation, that's how I. David, I'll ask you.
I do think he was leaning in that direction. Yes.
Yeah, I felt like Dan Campbell. Say it.
Say it. Oh, what he did to Cookies.
Yeah.
Say it with your chest.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff out in Lake Orion. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
Excellent. Hey. What do you got?
So here's the deal. I'm 50 years old. Deion, in my opinion, is by far the best quarterback or defensive back to ever step on the field. And he was a big Lions fan. We had nothing to root for. So anyways, him shutting down reporters, banning reporters, his immature, rude, childish behavior, it's all because of his son. Now, I have five kids, so I get that, you know, you want to be a papa bear and protect your kid and all that, but his son's not that good. He'll be a practice squad quarterback in the NFL at best. And this is the same concept as Bronny James.
Hold on. Just one second. You can't say he'll be a practice squatter when he's projected to be a top 10 pick. I want to be fair about it. If you think he'll flame out in the league, that's fine.
Mike, the reason why he's projected to be who he is because his last name is Sanders.
All right. I disagree with that, but that's fine. You can get to the rest of the point. NFL people are not going to put a bullet in their career just because it's Deion's kid. But that's fine.
That's a difference of opinion. We'll go with that.
No problem.
But this is the same concept, and not to bring Bronny James into this. He doesn't belong in the NBA. And the only reason why he's in the NBA is because his last name is James. The hypocrisy of it all.
I think
Shadour is a little better than Bronny James.
Look, Jeff, here's the one thing I'll say. The Bronny thing, there's no disagreement. You're right. He's short. He's not a particularly good shooter. He only averaged 3 points a game. Shadour Sanders took over a team who had the worst offensive line I've ever seen in modern Division I history. I mean that, no hyperbole. It was an offensive line that if I designed one to fail, it wouldn't be as bad as that. And he did. That kid is tough as nails. He throws an incredible deep ball. He has ability. Now, I don't think he's earned the right to pull a Manning and say, well, I'm only going to play for three teams. But to say, well, he's a practice squatter, I think that's equally disingenuous. I think you're making a false equivalency there. I have to stick up for Shadour and Deion in that regard. Me. You don't have to agree. I'm just telling you. Like, NFL people aren't going to go, oh, boy, I'm going to take him number 3 overall because it's Deion's kid. You worked 30 years of your life to throw it away? No, he's projected there because, frankly, A, I don't think it's a good quarterback class. You know who else is overrated in this class? Quinn Ewers. But he's there because he really has a lot of talent. The problem is he never should have gone and played for his father. That's the problem. Shador should have gone to a different program to be held to a different accountability, to play in a real infrastructure. I just don't think it was in his best interest to go play for his dad. That's my opinion.
Yeah. And the only thing I don't like is it's almost like he was instructed, take the sack, don't throw incomplete passes, don't throw interceptions, keep your numbers high. And they're artificially there. Whereas, you know, he, instead of just, all right, go make a play, do something. No, I'll just take this 15-yard sack.
Like, I want it to work for Deion, whether I like the way he's acting or not, whether I like the things I read about his program or not. I want it to work because he is different. I get bored of standardized college coaches. But I don't think different has to mean wacky. I don't think different has to.
You don't want to become a caricature of yourself. Because I felt like in the end, Harbaugh wasn't the same guy. Like, he became this image. And he wasn't what he was when he first got there. And it was just like, because he believed and he heard so much stuff. And now, like you say, Coach Prime with the hat and the glasses indoors, it's like, Deion, what happened, man? I remember when you was just Deion. Like, what happened?
I loved, there were so many speeches he gave at Jackson State. I mean, there was one famous one where he's just, someone's phone went off and he went crazy. It was like ultimate accountability, respect. I look, he can turn this thing around. It's more the off-the-field stuff that's starting to irk me. I never expected him to go to Colorado and have a great year last year.
The biggest thing.
At all.
The one that got me initially was like, whoa, did that just, when he walked in and basically told everybody, you can leave. You can leave. I got my own luggage and it's Louis, so you guys could all hit the bricks and go. Like, you could have did that behind closed doors. You didn't need cameras there to show you embarrassing these young men who were here before you. If you don't think that they're any good, then just say, I don't think you're going to work out with this team. But when I saw that, I was like, whoa, that's not the same coach that left Jackson State.
248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls about it. If you're just tuning in, it's simple. Love him or hate him. It's Deion Sanders. It's year two of Colorado. 8 o'clock on ESPN. I'm watching. You're watching. Just trying to see where you're at with it. Feels good to be talking about some actual football, some games. Tonight, 8 o'clock ESPN. Colorado takes the field. It is must-see TV. Good or bad, Deion makes it that way. And I'm kind of wondering where people are at as we start year two with Deion. Because I do think either love him or hate him. Right now, I'm in love with the idea of him. I don't like the actuality. But we're trying to see where people are at with it. David, some ticket texts. We'll get to the people.
Love primetime as a kid. Can't stand Coach Prime, though. Perfect example of why dads shouldn't and can't coach their own kids.
David, it is on a collegiate level. I don't know if I've ever seen it on a pro level, but normally high school, AAU, travel teams, you have a choice. You could either be dad or you could be coach, and most coaches turn into dad, and it's all about my kid and making sure my kid is the star of the team.
Yeah, this next text from Nate from Clawson is addressing that one caller. Jerry Rice's kid went like seventh round. LOL, NFL execs don't do what the weird people think they do.
Right, like Barry Sanders' kid who went to Stanford. I don't know if he got drafted in Bolivia. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't. Listen, Shador is there because Shador has real ability. Big frame, big arm, great deep ball accuracy. And if you watched last year, you got to be tough as nails to play behind that O-line.
He's got athleticism. But as you said, I don't know if you're good enough to say, I'm only playing for this team. But I do think that if he's put in the right situation, yeah. I mean, to me, it has Dallas Cowboy written all over him. He would fit in so perfectly with Dallas.
Well, speaking of, someone does send that text in and says, I hope Deion does well. So Jerry opens up the checkbook and brings him to Dallas to sink the Cowboys franchise. So he doesn't want them to succeed.
If Shador goes there, Deion will become a coach, whatever team he goes to. I don't think he stays at Colorado.
Let's go to the people. Let's see what Brandon's got to say, 97.1. Brandon, how you doing, buddy?
How y'all doing?
Good, Brandon. What's up?
as the father of a young teenage boy that's playing football, I was off Deion Sanders the moment he walked into Colorado and dismissed all those kids like that. Because imagine if your son was a scholar athlete, went to class, went to practice, and gave his all, and a guy tells you, you're not even worth a shot on my team, and then just dismiss those kids like that. That was not carrying yourself as a leader of men. That was not carrying yourself, as he self-proclaims, as a man of God. You didn't even give those kids a chance. On top of the fact, this circus that you're making, and now you're adding Ed Reed and Warren Sapp, and I hope it works out for them, but you're playing daddy ball. Like Rico said, that's what we call it in the PAL League. It's called daddy ball. You're focusing everything around your kid. You're not even putting the program or the other children on the team in a position to win because you're so focused on what you want to get done for your child.
Brandon, I'm with you, because here's the thing. He could have given that speech at Colorado to the players. You didn't have to record it. You didn't have to put it out there for me to see that. That's some stuff that should have been said behind closed doors. And normally, just in a one-on-one in my office, son, I don't think you fit the type of ball I want to play here, so I'm going to help you go to another school is the correct way to do that.
Right. And then the arrogance of not even recruiting. Come on, man. Nick Saban was still hitting the recruiting trail before he retired. Who are you to say we don't have to recruit you either coming or not?
Brandon, I'm with you. I'm going to be interested to see what year two is, right? All the offseason, that ends. You get judged on what happens on the field and then what comes out of it. What I'd like to do, Brandon, I'd like to stop reading reports about players getting mistreated, disrespected. I don't want to read any more salacious pieces about how the locker room is like Grand Theft Auto. And once again, grain of salt on that. You can't totally believe everything.
Even if you go back to before Deion was coaching and his oldest son, Deion Jr., was in college, and he made a tweet talking about, oh, I go to the hood to get the donuts, I get the donuts. And Deion, you would think he did what a father would do. Hey, man, you're not from the hood. You're a trust fund kid. Shadar and them should be humble. You were going to be rich regardless. Your life was already set. We don't need to see you waving the rollie and doing all. Yeah, you're a kid. Have fun. But if I'm there with my child, humble yourself.
That's the stuff that drives me crazy. And Brandon, look, obviously, like, I don't come from that background, right? It was never an option to flaunt a rollie, okay? Unless it was a Rolio, the cheap candy. I okay? We didn't have rollies. We had Rolos. But, like, I'm with you, Brandon. Even if I had money, my parents never would have allowed that. When Shadur's out there and they got the celebration with the watch, or you're pulling up in a Rolls Royce, that's where it's like, what message are we sending to the 100 kids involved with this program? Yeah.
Showing up to camera with a class. This is the first time I've ever been to class. Is this what it's like? Yes.
That's the little stuff that irks me. Again, if it doesn't bother other people, totally fine with it. Yeah. I think the college football world will be more interesting with Deion in it. I just think that some of it, that it needs to tighten up a little bit. Because it feels like it's very, very loose.
It feels like he graduated from Deion Sanders to Coach Prime once he got to Colorado. And especially after he won those first couple of games and Fox and everybody was all over him. And then the bottom fell out.
Oh, don't get me started.
Coach Prime.
I truly believe if I could duct tape Joel Klatt and Gus Johnson together, they would form the actual Antichrist.
I just think you would duct tape on a very annoying person.
Let's go to the people. Let's go to Anthony, who's next. 97.1. Anthony, how you doing? Welcome.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good, Anthony. What's up?
Hey, first of all, Rico threw you under the bus with that first caller. That is not what that caller was trying to say. Rico, you totally missed him at Jackson State. He was the same way, if not worse, with reporters. He made them call him Coach Prime. Man, it was one game at homecoming, he left the scooter for Alabama A&M on the homecoming field. He been the same way, Rico, the exact same way, and he's doing the same formula. You just wasn't paying attention. You should have hit the HBCU homecomings.
I hit HBCU homecomings before, Anthony. Two, I have followed them. And, yeah, I remember a lot of the stories. Like, I remember their locker room got got raided and everything got stolen out of there. But when he interacted like a coach. He didn't interact like a character. And when he got there, he didn't kick a bunch of people off the team saying, I don't need you.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. And then ask about
funny. Okay, but Anthony, funny, I didn't see this all over the media. Yeah. He may have done it. I didn't see it.
It was at an HBCU, so it wasn't as big and popular. But
his social media is the same no matter where he's at. If he's in Tibet.
Guys, hold on. Time out both ways. Because I want to center this on something. And Anthony, I'll let you get back with Rico momentarily. I just, for the record, are you all in or all out on Prime?
Oh, I've been all in all on Prime.
Okay.
I was a kid. He ain't disappointed me. I mean, I get why he rubbed people the wrong way, but at the same time, he's been successful
I'm with you, Anthony. Do you at least agree on this front? I don't hold last year against him win-loss record. He was taking over the Titanic. But like this year, like we start tonight, I'm watching tonight. It has to look better on and off the field for him. Because with respect, okay, to you and Rico and the conversation centering on an HBCU, you're not at an HBCU. You're in the Big 12. It has to look different. It has to feel different. It has to be more professional.
Oh, yeah. You got to win, but like I said, Deion, they told Deion he couldn't get the number one recruit in the nation. Lo and behold, here comes Travis Hunter. Everybody always doubted him, and then lo and behold, it just turned around, and we didn't think he was going to win at Jackson State when he got there. Then lo and behold, guess what? It turned around, and he started winning. I ain't saying it's going to happen, but he's been doing the same thing, Rico. He's been doing the same thing. The formula did not change.
No, Anthony, I thought he was going to take Jackson State and parlay that into Florida State. I did. I thought he just needed some head coaching experience, and once he would be successful, because, yes, I did think he was going to be successful at Jackson State, and contrary to popular belief, I did watch games, and I did follow him. So, yeah.
You're under attack over there today. 248-539-9797.
I guess I got to pull out a certain card today.
Now, is this something you got to explain to me in the break again? Yep. Are we going to do this? No, come on now. It's sunny. It's 80. Everyone's got power again. I just want to watch a football game tonight. Why is this turning into warfare?
I don't know.
Well, I blame you. 2-4. I'm going to do what every caller's doing. You're a problem.
Okay.
Go ahead, David. What are you going to say?
I was going to say there's been some colorful ticket texts. Well,
No. And this show doesn't run from that. Leave the other two to do that. Read them.
Okay. Remember which? Okay.
Well, you can't say the F word.
No. I was just going to save it for the break. But here we go. Per usual, Rico is chucking and jiving.
Uh-oh.
Why does Deion need to humble himself? And why did you bring up race, Rico, when the caller didn't?
All right. So, no. This is good.
No.
Stop. I want you to respond when we have time. Okay. You're good.
Then I'll read one for you when we come back.
No, read me one so I have time to think about.
Why does Mike not like black coaches?
There we go. Well, you know what? I had a bad experience with the last one. He had his pants around his ankles and cost himself $82 million. Okay?
Oh, wait. Why do you get to respond but I can't?
Mine was quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wonder why. Told me. No. Respond later.
248-539-9797. David, I'll do this in 55.
All right, David, what else we got?
You don't even welcome the audience back. Go ahead.
Actually, it's pretty good now. We have some real good ones. Props to you, they say. That's why I listen to you guys fair and square. Another person says, I'm so happy David read that text. I'm laughing. Matt from Redford. Another person says, great advice from Professor R.L. Beard. Deion needs to be better. So that was the worst one that I read. Yeah.
Right. I mean, but the whole, yeah. I'm sorry. What was lost was the fact that I said I love Deion as a player. I liked him at what he was doing at Jackson State. I thought he was going to be the next Florida State head coach. The second he got to Colorado, I did not like when he embarrassed those kids and sent them away and said, I brought my own luggage and it's Louis. And basically, you guys can hit the bricks. That's not a coach. That's not a leader of men. And as the one guy said, that's not even a man of God. You don't embarrass somebody like that. Plain and simple. So for me to say, oh, well, I'm shucking and jiving. I don't shuck and jive for nobody, my brother. So sorry. You could take that somewhere else. I have my own opinions. I have my own thoughts. If they don't agree with me, yours, well, that's a you problem, not a me problem.
Mike is not letting Rico do his quote-unquote black job. Too funny.
What? I'm catching straight. What the hell did I do?
Well, you got to respond last
week. Well, stop. And here's a text to that. Rico, Mike can respond now and sit in the front of the bus. That is from Steve.
This is perfect. Tremendous. Never change. All right. To the people, are we all
yeah,
set?
We good.
All right. We go to caller DJ 97.1. Deej, how you doing, buddy?
What up, though, fellas? Y'all all right?
Yeah.
What's happening, DJ?
First of all, Mike, you got to talk about something you said yesterday. We'll get to that before y'all push that button on me.
Oh, relax.
Secondly, you know what y'all just put me in the mind of? Basically, Mike, you just did a lesser version of Skip and Shine It to Rico, man. I'm just saying, that's what that appeared like, bro. No, it ain't your turn. You can go next. That's what it seems like. You know
what are we doing?
You know you're my dog, Mike, but that's what that came off like. Like, no, you wait, and then you went and had your turn.
I was trying to give him ample time. Unbelievable, DJ. Unbelievable.
My dog. I'm just
you
telling you.
It came off as Skip. You saw it too, DJ? Okay.
Hey, but check this out, though, dog. In all honesty, I've called you all before, and I've mentioned this, man. It's something that as I get older, I pay attention to, and it's a thing that people do, and they don't know they do it. First of all, Prime, Barry Sanders, Magic Johnson, Barkley, Bo Jackson are my favorite athletes of all time. He's my guy. But as I'm getting older, Coach Prime has this thing that a lot of people have and don't know they have. It's called the me virus. He has it and don't know he has it. Like, everything is always about him. And I don't care if it's a relationship. I don't care if it's marriage, friendships, whatever. The moment the me virus kicks in and everything's about you, it goes left. Give you guys a real quick example. A couple years ago in AAU, Bronny is out there having a game. LeBron James decides going out there and getting layup line and put on the dunk contest. Was he doing that for him? Was it about who, fellas? It was about him. It's the me virus. Bron says, you know what, Lakers? Either drive my son or I ain't playing. Prime gets in Colorado and says, yeah, we only got my son only going to three teams. It was Prime that said that. It wasn't his son because it's all about him. And that's what you're hearing, guys. You're hearing the me. Michael Jordan went to Last Dance. Why did Pippen and them get mad? Because Michael Jordan made that documentary about who? About himself. See, that's what people don't like about Prime. Yeah. I wish him the best, but he got to let the me virus go and stop making everything about him.
He's got to be more of a leader. Okay. He's got to be more of a leader.
Mm-hmm.
DJ?
There you have it.
Oh, now, hold on. You said you had a secondary issue. Now, I want to make sure we get to this. Now, what is the grievance you want to file?
No, like when I tell you, man, I'm flabbergasted, appalled by you, dog. This is my me. How in God's green earth don't you like or respect Prince, man?
Oh,
the
Jesus.
Purple one? Are you kidding me, dude? That's like I don't know nothing about country music, but I do know that Kenny Rogers is a good country artist, and I respect him. I just ain't never listened to no doggone country. Like, the artist, he played every instrument on the song. He produced the song. He got platinum hits for other people that he did it, and you saying this guy's trash?
I hate
That's
him.
That's unbelievable.
I know. DJ, consider it a personality flaw. I hate him. I think Prince is atrocious. I can't stand it. I don't like a single song he ever made. And plus, DJ, you know how this rolls. You know part of it is the man to my left. Oh, my God. If Rico could trade his life to bring Little Prince back to life, he'd do it. I have to do stuff like that. Rico loves Prince. He don't like Prince. He loves Prince.
No, understand something. I love Prince. Like, I've had debates with friends for years. They asked me Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, or Prince. I'm telling them it ain't even close. Prince plays every instrument on the song. He writes the song. He does the producing on the song. He's better. Like, that man is incredible, Mike.
Okay,
even if you don't like him, just tell me you respect him. Tell me you respect him.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't. I can't help you.
DJ, he ain't going to lie.
I mean, I can respect the ability. I don't think he's any good. Hey, look, it's okay. It's music. It's subjective. Listen, that's like asking, demanding that someone likes Mexican food. You don't have to.
Who doesn't like tacos?
All jokes aside, it goes to what I said, the me. I'm a huge fan, so I can't expect you to be. I just was looking at it like, okay, you don't like it, cool. Can you at least respect it?
I tell you, Rico's favorite damn song might be his worst. That damn Purple Rain is awesome. It's awful.
No, that's not my favorite song. First of all, they play it in Washington when they win.
Well, it's terrible.
Little Red Corvette.
Oh, excuse me. Much better. Here you go. Here's my thoughts on that. Goodbye.
See.
What?
See.
Listen.
I'm listening.
Listen, well, what do you want?
Nothing.
Kenny's whole family plays a banjo. He doesn't like that style of music. What is he, excommunicated?
He does.
Are you just tired of catching strays, so you looked at me and you're like, Kenny hasn't caught one yet today? Here you go.
Kenny, it's like a movie where they hold up like a silver platter and the bullet deflects right back at him. Ping! Right back your way. Wow. Had enough. 248-539.
I was tired of catching strays. I needed you to catch a few.
That's fine. I'm all good with it. I still was really surprised by you catching a few.
I wasn't.
Okay. We will continue along. We're going to continue with this coach
Tigers?
Prime.
Oh.
No. They're fine. Look, you're not going to win every game. All right? They took the series against the Angels. Roll it into Boston. Just keep. All the Tigers have to do is win today. That's it. You haven't earned the right to worry about the rest. Just win today.
That means they may be in a playoff hunt.
Just win today. And what are we going to do tomorrow? We're going to win today. That's it. And in a couple of weeks, if they're still this close, we can get to the rest.
I'm laughing of why you don't like black coaches because of what the last one did to you.
Well, technically at Michigan State, I'm 0-2. Who are you? Bobby Williams and Mel Tucker's my reference point.
Well, Bobby's a rich man.
Please.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,